This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump's impeachment trial is underway in the U.S. Senate, with Majority Leader Mitch McConnell allowing more time for presentation of opening arguments. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani.
Mitch McConnell had pitched a two-day schedule for opening arguments. Democrats like Chuck Schumer were furious, saying that would create a sham proceeding.
He could force presentations to take place at 2 or 3 in the morning, so the American people won't see them.
Even some Republicans protested, and McConnell has now added a third day for arguments and would let House impeachment evidence be included in the record.
The Senate will convene as a court of impeachment.
That was before Chief Justice John Roberts opened the session, and White House counsel Pat Cipollone argued the president should be cleared on both impeachment counts.
There is absolutely no case.
But House impeachment manager Adam Schiff says the misconduct is clear.
The most serious ever charged against a president.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump was not in Washington for the beginning of the trial. He's in Davos at the World Economic Forum, and so is Greta Thunberg. Ed Donahue has more.
The president didn't mention Thunberg by name. He talked about embracing the possibilities of tomorrow.
We must reject the perennial prophets of doom and their predictions of the apocalypse.
Thunberg, in turn, did not mention the president by name when she said climate change critics consider the topic too depressing.
Unlike you, my generation will not give up without a fight. The facts are clear, but they are still too uncomfortable for you to address.
Thunberg and President Trump have been sparring for months. Last month, the president told her in a tweet to chill and to work on her anger management problem. She jokingly responded, she is currently chilling. I'm Ed Donahue.
For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from the coronavirus outbreak in China climbed on Tuesday as authorities reported a surge in new cases. As Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports, there are fears that hundreds of millions of people traveling for the Lunar New Year holiday will accelerate the infection rate.
Scientists in Hong Kong have warned of the super spreader disease, and authorities are adamant the virus will be brought under control. The health scare has brought back bad memories of SARS, another coronavirus that broke out in China in the early 2000s, which killed nearly 800 in a global pandemic. Health authorities across the globe have stepped up their screening of travellers arriving from China, and some Chinese pharmacies have even run out of face masks as people stock up ahead of the Lunar New Year holiday. The origin of the virus is yet to be identified, but the World Health Organization suspects the primary source to be animal. Chinese officials have said they've linked the outbreak to a seafood market in Wuhan.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. Iran has requested equipment it says it needs from the United States and French authorities to download information from black boxes on the doomed Ukrainian passenger plane. Reuters' Francesca Lina has more.
After taking several days to admit to bringing down the plane in error earlier this month, Iran has been under immense pressure to hand over the black boxes. Canada, 57 of whose citizens were among the 176 people killed in the Ukrainian International Airlines crash, has said France should handle the flight data and voice recorders as one of the few nations with the ability to analyze the information. But Tehran has so far given mixed signals about whether or not they would be given up. Iran is embroiled in a long-running standoff with the United States over its nuclear program that briefly erupted into military strikes this month, starting with the U.S. drone strike, which killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, followed by a retaliation attack on U.S. bases in Iraq.
That's Francesca Lina reporting. It looks like there's another delay for the Boeing 737
to approve its changes to the ground 737 MAX until this summer. That's according to two people familiar with the matter. That timetable would be 5 or 6 months longer than Boeing predicted late last year, and it's the latest of several delays in the plane's approval process. That delay would also create additional headaches for airlines by pushing the MAX's return further into the peak summer travel season. Shelley Adler, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.